This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.
Charlotte Bacon, 6. Daniel Barden, 7. Olivia Engel, 6.
Yesterday, we learned the names of the victims from the Newtown school shooting. 12 girls, 8 boys, and 6 adults. Last night, on the town green in nearby Bethlehem, Connecticut, the community came together, candles in hand, to remember the victims.
Benjamin Wheeler, 6. Allison Wyatt, 6 years old. God bless their souls.
As the community mourns, a picture is slowly emerging of the 20-year-old responsible for the shootings. Adam Lanza was homeschooled for at least a few years and was described as being really into computers. He is said to have been smart and quiet. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
The pictures posted on various websites of Adam Lanza show a thin and pale kid with pageboy bangs. The photos are hard to reconcile with the images of the man, described as wearing body armor, who forced his way into Sandy Hook Elementary School armed with a high-powered rifle and 2 semi-automatic pistols and killed 20 children, all 6 and 7 years old, according to the medical examiner. He also killed 6 adults at the school, and his own body was found among the dead. Officials have not officially confirmed that he took his own life. We know a few things for certain about Adam Lanza. He grew up in Newtown. His parents divorced in 2008. Adam stayed with his mother in a handsome colonial house in an upscale neighborhood in Newtown. Adam's father, an executive at GE, moved to Stamford, a few dozen miles away, and remarried. There was also an older brother, Ryan, who lives in Hoboken, New Jersey, and was originally misidentified as the shooter. His aunt, Marcia Lanza, described Adam to reporters this way.
He was different. He was quiet. Nice kid, good kid. I mean, he was definitely a challenging family in that house. Every family has one. I have one. They have one. But never in trouble with the law, never in trouble with anything.
Marcia Lanza addressed reporters on her doorstep in the Chicago suburb of Crystal Lake, Illinois. She said her sister-in-law, Nancy, Adam Lanza's mother, grew up in New Hampshire and was familiar with firearms. Officials have said that all the guns used in the shootings Friday were legally obtained by Nancy Lanza. A number of reports have quoted family friends as saying she and her son had gone to area shooting ranges together. It's unclear why, but at some point, Nancy Lanza pulled Adam out of the Newtown Public Schools, according to Marcia.
I know she had issues with school. She eventually wound up homeschooling him. She battled with the school district and what capacity, I'm not 100% certain. If it was behavior, if it was learning disabilities, I really don't know, but he was a very, very bright boy. He was smart.
Law enforcement authorities would not confirm reports that Adam Lanza had Asperger's syndrome, a disability which can affect social behavior. Marcia Lanza said her nephew had been taking college courses, but it's not clear where he was enrolled or if he had a job. Published interviews with people who remember Adam say he kept to himself and seemed socially awkward but not violent. That's a description applied in the past to others who suddenly and mysteriously committed acts of violence, a litany all too familiar to a nation watching yet another community grieve over yet another mass shooting. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.